Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being part of that. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am a small business advocate, and we're having a great visit with David Dossie, a partner with Gallagher & Dossie, intellectual property attorney firm, a law firm, I should say, and invention-protection.com is the website. David, thanks again for being here. Thanks for doing a great job of helping us understand about naming, or the importance of naming things. Folks, if you name things, if you'll give your services, a package, if you've got customers who use when they buy one thing, they buy three other companion things. Well, put those into a package and give it a name, and say, oh yeah, this is our XYZ bundle, or whatever. I like the word bundle, David, and give those things a name, and if you can do that, it makes you sound, to your customers, it sounds so much more professional. It sounds so much more valuable than just buying a bunch of products that somebody threw together. And I'll tell you what else, there's an intimidation factor. If you've got a bundle and it's got everything the customer wants, then they're gonna wonder if they go somewhere else, if they don't get the same bundle, if they have to do their own bundling, is it as good as yours? David, you can win through intimidation that way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So give those things names. It doesn't just have to be a thing. It could be a bundle of things. It could be services or a delivery schedule or whatever it might be. Talk to us about how to narrow things down and avoid mistakes.
Okay. Well, we talked about that naming brief, and from the naming brief, you have a lot of resources online, especially to generate a list of potential names. And I'd say you do your brainstorming and create that list of potential names by looking at the obvious places like the thesaurus, and based upon the adjectives you came up with in your creative brief. But also, I like Google images. You know, if you're thinking of something, you want the consumer to think fast or agile or something. You don't try to call your company Agilent or, the logical variations. Go to Google Images, type in agile and animal or agile and vehicle and see what comes up, and just browse images until something catches your eye. When it catches your eye, think, why did it catch my eye? And consider putting that name on your spreadsheet. And I like to keep a spreadsheet with many columns, so you can break things out as some names that are suggestive or hint at an aspect or attribute of the product or service, maybe a column for arbitrary names that aren't, they're common words, but they're used out of context, for like Apple for computers. Apple has nothing to do with computers. That would be an arbitrary name. And then maybe a third column for totally coined names or made up words. And so you create this table. Once you've got at least 50 potential names in the table, then you need to start narrowing it down. And the first one is, you got to have a name that stands out. So you can't afford to be shy. If it's a boring name, cross it off the list. And then I always tell people, go check Urban Dictionary. Make sure there's no undesirable slang definition associated with it. And you think about that also for foreign meanings of the word.
Right.
A real good one nowadays is the voice recognition test.
Huh.
To your device that's sitting on your table or your smartphone.
Right.
Or think about it, you're in your car and you're asking for directions to this restaurant. If Siri can't figure out what you're saying, then you probably want to think hard about eliminating that name off the list. Then eliminate any names that aren't timeless. You don't want a name associated with a passing trend or a buzzword.
Right.
Think of all the products named with cloud in it now, or a copycat name that starts with is something daddy or something ninja, something guru.
There are people naming their companies blockchain, so-and-so, XYZ blockchain.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Blockchain is going to be a big part of our future, but it's going to be called something else before long. And their name will be passé.
It's going to be so outdated within 5 years. And then eliminate names that box you in or paint you into a corner. You know, think about, if this takes off, what other logical variations will I have? And is this going to be too limiting for me?
David, I got to wrap it up. But, folks, if you'll email David, he'll send you a list of book reviews he's done on books that will help you with your naming. Hey, David, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks. It was fun, Jim.
Thanks. David Dawson, ladies and gentlemen, invention-protection.com. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.